He followed Mr. Weasley upstairs and along the hall. He could hear Sirius's mother grunting in her sleep behind her curtains. Mr. Weasley unbolted the door, and they stepped out into the cold grey dawn. "You don't normally walk to work, do you?" Harry asked him as they set off briskly around the square.
"No, I usually apparate," said Mr. Weasley. "But obviously you can't, and I think it's best we arrive in a thoroughly non-magical fashion. Makes a better impression, given what you're being disciplined for."
Mr. Weasley kept his hand inside his jacket as they walked. Harry knew it was clenched around his wand. The run-down streets were almost deserted, but when they arrived at the miserable little underground station, they found it already full of early morning commuters. As ever, when he found himself in close proximity to muggles going about their daily business, Mr. Weasley was hard put to contain his enthusiasm.
"Simply fabulous,"
he whispered, indicating the automatic ticket machines.
"Wonderfully ingenious."
"They're out of order," said Harry, pointing at the sign.
"Yes, but even so,"
said Mr. Weasley, beaming fondly at them. They bought their tickets instead from a sleepy-looking guard. Harry handled the transaction, as Mr. Weasley was not very good with muggle money, and 5 minutes later they were boarding an underground train that rattled them off toward the centre of London. Mr. Weasley kept anxiously checking and rechecking the underground map above the windows.
4 stops, Harry. 3 stops left now. 2 stops to go, Harry."
They got off at a station in the very heart of London, swept from the train in a tide of besuited men and women carrying briefcases. Up the escalator they went, through the ticket barrier. Mr. Weasley delighted with the way the style swallowed his ticket, and emerged onto a broad street lined with imposing-looking buildings, already full of traffic.
"Where are we?"
said Mr. Weasley blankly, and for one heart-stopping moment, Harry thought they had gotten off at the wrong station, despite Mr. Weasley's continual references to the map. But a second later, he said,
"Ah, yes, this way, Harry,"
and led him down a side road.
"Sorry," he said, "but I never come by train, and it all looks rather different from a muggle perspective. As a matter of fact, I've never even used the visitor's entrance before."
The farther they walked, the smaller and less imposing the buildings became, until finally they reached a street that contained several rather shabby-looking offices, a pub, and an overflowing dumpster. Harry had expected a rather more impressive location for the Ministry of Magic.
"Here we are,"
said Mr. Weasley brightly, pointing at an old red telephone box, which was missing several panes of glass and stood before a heavily graffitied wall.
"After you, Harry."
He opened the telephone box door. Harry stepped inside, wondering what on earth this was about. Mr. Weasley folded himself in beside Harry and closed the door. It was a tight fit. Harry was jammed against the telephone apparatus, which was hanging crookedly from the wall as though a vandal had tried to rip it off. Mr. Weasley reached past Harry for the receiver.
"Mr. Weasley, I think this might be out of order too," Harry said.
"No, no, I'm sure it's fine," said Mr. Weasley, holding the receiver above his head and peering at the dial. "Let's see, 6.
He dialed the number.
2, 4, and another 4, and another 2.
As the dial whirred smoothly back into place, a cool female voice sounded inside the telephone box, not from the receiver in Mr. Weasley's hand, but as loudly and plainly as though an invisible woman was standing right beside them.
"Welcome to the Ministry of Magic. Please state your name and business."
Said Mr. Weasley, clearly uncertain whether he should talk into the receiver or not. He compromised by holding the mouthpiece to his ear.
"Arthur Weasley, Misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office, here to escort Harry Potter, who's been asked to attend a disciplinary hearing."
"Thank you," said the cool female voice. "Visitor, please take the badge and attach it to the front of your robes."
There was a click and a rattle, and Harry saw something slide out of the metal chute where returned coins usually appeared. He picked it up. It was a square silver badge with "Harry Potter, Disciplinary Hearing" on it. He pinned it to the front of his T-shirt as the female voice spoke again.
"Visitor to the Ministry, you are required to submit to a search and present your wand for registration at the security desk,
which is located at the far end of the atrium.